Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
You heard Eamon mention, we've been talking about it all morning here, this debate over whether Ireland's football matches against Israel should go ahead this year, continuing again today, and why? Because it's going to be debated in the Dáil later on this evening. The FAI is looking to move the October match from the Aviva Stadium in Dublin to a neutral venue, but Sinn Féin and the Sock Dems looking for those games to be called off. Ruth Coppinger, the Solidarity TD for Dublin West, is with us here on the programme first today, Ruth, because you've actually organised a meeting that's happening in Blanchardstown in Dublin later this evening to discuss all of this. Why?
So our local group, D15 with Palestine, has convened a meeting tonight at 7 o'clock in the Crown Plaza in Blanchardstown Centre. We have a great lineup of speakers. We've Karen Guerin, an anti-apartheid striker who made such an impact with the stance that they took on apartheid. We have Stuart Gilhooley from the Players Association, and we have Daniel Lambert from Bohemians, as well as Zach Hanya, a Palestinian man who has suffered the genocide in Gaza. What we will be talking about is how we can stop these games. Now, we know that rumour is that the FAI are going to shift the games to a neutral venue. They're leaving the announcement of that, I think, till after the women's game, which is on tonight. And we don't see that as being any solution. We see that as being a manoeuvre to sidestep protest. We see that they've recognised, the FAI and government seem to have been delusional about the magnitude of playing these games in Ireland, or this game in Ireland. And they've done a manoeuvre to avoid protest because they know that the stadium would have been blockaded, that there would have been protest. And, you know, they've shown their moral bankruptcy, if you like, by trying to avoid that. But they're trying to divide, I think, now, the opposition to it. And I think that we'll be discussing tonight what we do to continue the pressure on the FAI and on the government, because the government could step in here. It has done it before in relation to games and sports that were viewed as abhorrent. Like, for example,
just on that, I heard Simon Harris at Thonish the only yesterday evening in Virgin Media talking about the FAI, urging the FAI to bring clarity over the home fixture. This is a decision for the FAI, and the FAI have actually said that themselves. I'm reading their statement here, Ruth, today, and they say the responsibility of the board of the FAI to protect the future interests of the football of football in Ireland, and that any decision around the game is solely a matter for the Football Association of Ireland. So the actual football, the footballing body themselves are saying this isn't to do with government.
Well, it is, though, because the FAI, of course, it is ultimately their decision, but I think that they're taking this decision because they're afraid of losing money. They're afraid of losing participation money. They're afraid of losing future international fixtures that are due to be here, which could impact, for example, on the rank and file grassroots football game. And I think if they were assured by the government that they wouldn't lose out in relation to those, that they might take a stand. And I think if you look back at Bertie Ahern, again, you know, hardly a font of morality or anything.
Well, but go on, where are you?
He refused visas to the Yugoslavian team, which was later named Serbia and Montenegro in 1999. So, and Charlie Haughey intervened with the rugby on apartheid as well.
Okay, so just on that route, the discussion around, there is a decision being taken with regards to decisions around whether or not there'll be a neutral venue. You don't think that goes far enough? You don't think there's some speculation that a stadium in Hungary might actually be the match where the October Ireland or Ireland-Israel game is played? You don't think that that is a satisfactory solution to this?
There's nothing neutral about sports washing a genocide. The crux of the matter is our team shouldn't be playing Israel, which is a team that's steeped in the genocide that's taken place, in apartheid and in racism. We all know all of the sports people that have been killed in Gaza. We know right now, I mean, two women footballers were kidnapped a week or so ago, for example. They play for the Palestinian women's team. And we're going to actually play a team that has saluted, like, the women's team in Israel wear IDF jerseys at times, you know. That's how closely linked that they all are. So I don't think there's any justification for playing the Israeli team.
Well, I heard actually Maurice Cohen, who's the chair of the Jewish Representative Council, he was on with Claire a little bit earlier there this morning, and he said that the Israeli team had absolutely nothing to do with what was happening in Gaza at the moment. I'm going to come to a clip of Maurice Cohen in a moment, but just to your point and the reason why you're organising this meeting in Blanchardstown, Ruth, later on this evening. You don't think finding a different stadium is going to end the matter. And I heard, as I said, Simon Harris only yesterday looking for the FAI to bring clarity to this situation. Should that happen? Is that something you agree with Simon Harris on?
I think the government wanted clarity brought because this is going to dominate in the Dáil this week. Obviously, there's a Sinn Féin motion tonight. There's a Sóc Dems motion tomorrow. This is just going to dominate now for weeks and on into the summer. The reality is this, we're not saying Russia. Russia has been banned by UEFA. The FAI, by the way, would have a very strong legal case if it refused to play because legally, the UEFA is breaking all of its own statutes. So I think that we should not be sports washing in any way, shape or form. I mean, this team
has boycotting the Eurovision. Has boycotting the Eurovision made any difference, Ruth?
Well, I think Ireland boycotted on about five other countries did, I think. And also, I'd like to see RTE not televising this game. You know, I think that we have a duty under the Genocide Convention. That is the reality. Our government has recognised that there is a genocide, and yet it's given licence to playing a team that's steeped in this genocide.
So don't play the game, don't televise the game, don't have the game on Irish soil.
421 footballers have been killed in Palestine, nearly half of them children, 90% of sports infrastructure destroyed. Six Israeli teams, by the way, the idea that your upcoming speaker is going to say that the team has no connection with the genocide. Six Israeli teams currently play in occupied Palestinian territory. You know, they cite anti-Arab chants at their matches. They have played a key role in, you know, chanting things like let's win.
Let's take a listen to Maurice Cohen. He was on here with Claire, as I said, just about an hour ago. He's the chair of the Jewish Representative Council. And he told Claire why he thought the match actually should go ahead as planned.
And I really hope that neither the government nor the FAI will be bullied or intimidated into the home match taking place other than in Dublin. It really raises serious questions, not only about football, but about our confidence here to manage disagreement within a democratic society. And democracies are not tested when everyone agrees. So they're tested when people profoundly disagree. And the true measure of an open society is whether it can accommodate competing views, peaceful protest and lawful public events without retreating from them.
So you would welcome the peaceful protests, whether they're peaceful or not, we don't know, but there will be protests if that match were to happen in Dublin. You're saying that you would welcome that?
Well, certainly everybody is entitled to a peaceful protest, and that, of course, is fine. What we would not welcome, or anybody would not welcome, is anything that wouldn't be peaceful.
OK, so that's Maurice Cohen speaking to Claire just about an hour ago today here on News Talk. Some of the texts on this already this afternoon, just I think we should absolutely, the bottom line here is why have double standards for Israel as opposed to Russia, asks this texter. Another listener making the point, please give us a break and just keep sport totally out of politics. This listener tells us it's a shameful and scandalous move that the FAI intends to have the home fixtures at a neutral venue. There is such widespread rejection of these fixtures in Irish society. It speaks to how this move by the FAI is an anti-democratic manoeuvre. The fixtures versus Israel, I don't think, should go ahead, says this listener. Our own Cameron Hill from Off the Ball is with me in studio today. Why have the FAI not brought clarity to this sooner, Cameron?
Well, it's interesting. I'm not 100% sure why. So under UEFA statutes, they have to have had nominated a venue for this game on the 6th of June, at least 120 days before the game is about to take place. Saturday was the deadline for them to nominate the venue. They have 60 days then from the game taking place on October 4th. So around early August for that to be officially announced by UEFA channels. So they are in a race against time now. I think it's predicated on the fact that there is this Dáil motion. They did mention tonight's game between Ireland and France in the World Cup and not wanting to take away from what they believe is a potentially historic night for the women's team, which feels slightly convenient timing. And basically, they're not 100% sure themselves what the best course of action. They are reportedly constantly in dialogue with An Garda Síochána, with the various security teams and security companies around this, so as to whether this game can safely take place in the Aviva Stadium.
Is it a decision for the FAI solely? Because that's a point Ruth Coppinger made a few moments ago as well. Can the government intervene here?
Well, that's interesting, because purely and simply the government have said that this is a matter for the FAI. It's up to them how they want to address this, whether they want the games to go ahead. The fact that the Minister for Sport and Minister of State for Sport, Patrick O'Donovan and Charlie McConnellogue respectively, said that they will not be attending the games. The game, if it takes place on October 4th, shows you how much of a washing the hands that they want to do of this. They want it to be left in the remit of the FAI. But they have exerted pressure in the past, at least suggested that they would. You might remember last year there was an Oireachtas Committee for Sport hearing around safeguarding in the FAI in the wake of allegations of sexual abuse historically in the association, and the chair of that committee, Alan Kelly, said that he would contact Patrick O'Donovan over whether there would be implications for funding future in the FAI and whether the government would be able to intervene. There is a memorandum of understanding from 2024 around funding in the FAI that doesn't cite anything like this, especially around whether games take place. It has more to do with governance, but they have flagged that they would look into it at some point. They seem to believe that there are levers and metrics and rubrics from which they can actually action some sort of pressure.
Okay. So that decision from the FAI, they've said they have to meet with the FAI board. It's due Thursday of this week, is it?
Yes.
And that's as to whether or not it will be a neutral venue and exactly where that location will be.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. More texts coming in from listeners on this again. Remarkable the number of people that are telling us today that they do not think we should mix sport with politics, that they're two totally separate issues. What about you, Sean? Sean is with us on the line. You're a football fan, Sean. Should the match be played Should the match be played at a neutral venue?
I think a lot of some of the stuff that's been lost on it is when it was explained last year. The Palestinian FA are recognised by UEFA as being in control of all football in the West Bank, and the alleged breach that the Israelis were under, and it was voted on at the FAI assembly, was that the Israelis were installing soccer teams in the Israeli league illegally in the West Bank, when it should be under the control of the Palestinians. So that alone, that's a breach of the UEFA rules. So officially they could be banned. And that was the original part. I think it's lost on a lot of it with the stuff going on with wars and that. It's actually in breach of the regulation itself. It's like, I'm assuming, I'm no expert, but it's like Cardiff City and Swansea have permission, they're Welsh teams, but they have permission to play in the English league. Same with Derry City with the League of Ireland. Well, even though, sorry, Derry's part of our own, but what I mean is the football associations, but they have no permission from the Palestinian FA to have Israeli league teams based in the West Bank, as was mentioned. So with that alone, they're in breach of UEFA's own regulations, which was enough to, that's what the original vote was taken on. I just don't think it was explained very well to some of the public.
So the Irish, the home leg, the Dublin leg of the Ireland Israeli fixtures, and the suggestion that now the FAI solution to all of this debate and controversy of over the last number of months, that the game should be played at a neutral venue, is that a solution to this, Sean?
But I'm saying, sorry, it mightn't have even had to come to this if UEFA had enacted their own rules.
But we are, to use that awful phrase, we are where we are now, today, right? So there is going to have to be some decision about whether or not the match goes ahead, it's cancelled, or it takes place at a neutral venue. Which of those three solutions would be your pick?
I think there's going to be controversy no matter what way it goes. Other people, as you said, are saying keep the politics out of sport, for instance, we're playing Afghanistan in cricket, there's no boycott there, there's different things and the stuff going on in all different parts of the world. But I just think the simple solution would be if UEFA enacted their own rules, this mightn't have happened at all if the teams had been banned themselves just for breach of that rule alone, without any, on a personal level, I don't know. I mean, I know there was boycotts years ago with the South Africans, the rugby, but there's different things. Remember the Olympics in the 70s and 80s, mostly the Olympics, half the world didn't take part for one reason or another. So there's a lot of people saying, like, okay, keep the politics out of sport. But
there's actually quite a number of people getting in touch with us today making that point, which I have to say is kind of unusual, because usually when we talk about this, people would talk about the close association that very much stands and exists between the two, between sport and politics. Do you have sympathy for the Irish football team, for the players?
Yeah, definitely. They're just out to play. They're not politically, motivated at all. They're just out to play. And obviously then they don't want anyone makes a stance, they could lose their place on the panel, or there's all different things could happen to their careers, it's the last thing the players need. I think, it should be definitely taken out of hands. But there's bigger ways to do it, it's gonna be controversial either way, but I think if the UEFA had enacted their own rules, this mightn't have happened.
Would you watch the game if it goes ahead, Sean?
I'm a season ticket holder, so half the thing says, like, who do you go? You go and watch them playing other teams as well. Like I said, Qatar was mentioned, and, there's people talking about boycotting the World Cup there recently because of, the human rights, plus also deaths when the stadium is being built, etc. Sports washing was the word used again. So I don't know where it stops, really. Where do you draw the line? Personally, I don't know. I've gone to lots of matches where they play teams that might have countries where they might have had different ideas on what's right and wrong.
Well, just on that, actually, more text coming in too. This listener making the point they've heard nothing about a planned protest for the Afghanistani-Ireland cricket game, given the country's treatment of women and girls. I would expect there to be protests there too. If not, surely this is a clear issue of double standards. Like, it does seem sort of ridiculous, Cameron, when you look at the situation in Gaza over the past 3 years, to talk about handing points, football points, to Israel. But there will be implications for the Irish football team if they don't participate.
Yeah, like that's something that the FAI have been keen to stress. David Carell back in February, when this fixture was first announced, said that they have no reason to believe that UEFA would impose anything other than football related sanctions, as you mentioned, the 6 points and the 6-0 deficit in league terms. That would be as a result of those, because you're given an automatic 3-0 win if the other team forfeits. But I suppose there are kind of the law of unintended consequences type financial implications. So that might mean expulsion or relegation from League B to League C, which would affect Ireland's seeding for qualifying for Euro 2028, which takes place here. And there's a chance that Ireland could not qualify for the tournament they're supposed to host. You also have the whole matter of TV rights with this game as well, and gate receipts. And I suppose the problem is, it seems like it's purely down to the FAI to take an overwhelming and umbrella decision on this, but it is being left to the players. And Seamus Coleman, a few weeks ago, before this international window, said it shouldn't have been on us. Like, it's totally unfair. And you think of how the women's basketball team had to make a similar decision individually, and some players played, some players didn't. In a team environment, that is going to create some sort of tension and division.
Huge hostility. I think the players are in an incredibly difficult situation on this. FAI themselves have said they will release a statement. We're going to know, we'll have more clarity on this by the end of this week for sure. There's no question about that. I'm sure we'll be talking about it again. If you want to send in your own views, your thoughts to us today, this texter tells us, keep sport out of politics, work towards peace. If sport will play a part in this, then we should allow the game to go ahead. And this other texter makes the point today, we've enough problems in this country. Why are we not out protesting to get those issues sorted first of all? 087 1400 106, that is the WhatsApp number. That's Cameron Hill from Off the Ball. Sean, listener, getting in touch with us. Solidarity TD for Dublin West, Ruth Coppinger there with us on the line as well, who's organising that meeting taking place in Blanchardstown a little later this evening. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.